Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike not in today, just Spike and Fritz. For top 11 at 5 today, we're going to do Ike's top 11 farts.
That's right.
The top 11 times he passed gas.
The biggest toots.
Just kidding. Phil's back on the radio tonight on your radio and the free Odyssey app, as we are. We're also streaming live on YouTube. Not
That's
Phil's
right.
game, but we are. Hi, YouTube.
I have noticed that, you know, with now... So Walker talks all the time now.
Yeah.
Like, he just... He's like a parrot. Currently,
oh, that must be fun.
It's hilarious. Like, yeah. I can get,
get him to say anything.
He says, like, thank you so well, which is amazing. And he's actually like an absurdly polite kid.
Okay.
Which is funny. You know, it's funny to figure out when they pick up on manners.
Yeah.
You know, and he says, like you know, we listen to Winnie the Pooh a million times in the car.
Yeah.
He just keeps saying, like, Winnie the Pooh, please. You know, like it is.
He just realized if he says please, he gets exactly what he wants.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'll do it. Whatever.
Yeah.
I've noticed my, not that I had the greatest vocabulary in the world. I've noticed it's gone down.
Because you're talking to a little kid.
I'm talking more baby language. So like I say, like toot all the time.
Yeah.
he thinks it's funny to fart on my arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, don't toot on my arm.
Yeah.
And then he just starts pushing and his face gets all red.
So you're gonna start using that stuff on the show accidentally?
What?
You're gonna be like, oh, Ike, did you toot?
Did you toot?
Yeah. All right, let's get to the topic at hand.
Yes.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five, beautiful five.
So in true WIP fashion, we lean negative.
Always. we just tear people down.
We always find a way.
Build them up to tear them down.
And for as many great athletes and sports figures we've had over the last 25 years, we've also had some woats. Some woats of the last 25 years. And I believe I have the 11 worst of the worst. Now, this is Philadelphia sports figures. So it's not just players, not just athletes. It's front office
managers.
Members and coaches as well. And coaches heavily involved in this top 11.
So this is the last 25 years.
Yes. Okay. Starting at number 11 is Chuck Fletcher. Now, I know we usually don't talk Flyers, and that's fine. And I don't even know how researched I am on this topic at hand.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But like...
Did Broach give you this one? I don't even know how...
I don't think they've recovered since Chuck Fletcher took over the franchise. I mean, like, they were at least a consistent-ish type playoff team.
Right.
They don't even make the playoffs anymore. They went through the 1 year in 2020 where they were like the one seed, and it was fake. But Chuck Fletcher, like, just set the franchise back so far. And Broads always brings up the Florida GM and how they could have had him.
Yeah.
It was the same offseason. And I actually... Like,
when was that? 16?
I think it was, 17. Like, him and Hackstall.
Yeah.
Hackstall and Fletcher.
Oh, my God. I forgot about Hackstall.
But I just... it's actually gone so far at the Flyers that I missed good Flyers.
Like, I would like to have the Flyers be cool and relevant. It would be fun.
Early 2000s Flyers was awesome. Like, I would like to have them back as like a real talking point. Won't be able to talk about it in a smart way at all.
No, none of us will. We'll just say, goalie's got to get hot.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Dump and chase.
Coach, the goalie. Yeah.
Yeah. Some good fighting. All right. Number 11 is...
Wait, that was number 11, wasn't
sorry,
it?
Sorry. Number 10 is... I know we did a combination for the top 11 list of offensive line.
Yeah.
Well, I'm putting the law firm of Heath Hembree and Brandon Workman.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So, these guys... We're such losers. By the way, losers online, too. Heath Hembree used to like all these tweets of people like mad at me because I would rip Heath Hembree. Heath Hembree was a loser. And
where were you ripping Heath Hembree?
On Twitter.
Oh.
On Twitter.
It. Okay.
And the Phillies traded Pivetta for these two. Look, that worked out.
Yeah.
I mean, Pivetta is developing into at least a top 15 pitcher in the National League, regardless. And Brandon Workman had the biggest loser face. Like, he blew a game down in Miami, turned right to the camera, and I'll never forget it. Just started. It looked like he was going to cry. Like, just straight up pouting. The 2020 Phillies bullpen was the single worst experience of my life. It made 60 games feel like the most painful 162-game season of my entire freaking life. It was awful. By all the metrics, the worst bullpen in the history of baseball, and those two were brought in to save it, and they were horrible.
I love that one of them was liking tweets that insulted you.
Yeah.
You really got in his head.
Oh, dude, so we've had some run-ins with relievers. Neshek liked the photo of Joe Giglio in a clown mask.
I remember that.
And he also got into it with Macnow and Neshek had a famous back and forth.
Yes, I remember that.
Before Macnow's other famous back and forth with Darius Slay,
yeah,
which is an all-timer. Cole Irvin's girlfriend told me to play in traffic.
So there you go.
We had some good runs here with some of the pitchers that weren't good during the heyday. Number 9 is Jason Babin.
Yeah.
I mean, Jason Babin.
One of the worst.
Produced, but was largely hated.
Well, and he ripped. I'll never forget the day that he ripped the fans in that horrible season toward the end of the season, and Rob Ellis just obliterating him after it happened. Because I think I
heard that open like a couple years ago.
Because I think he was on 6 to 10 at
he
that
was.
Point. Because I was
Ellis
on after
in the evenings.
Him. Yeah, I was on after. That was a fun night to do radio, by the way, because you could just obliterate these guys.
There's nothing better.
Yeah, I learned that. I was like, oh man, there's some juice tonight. But I'll never forget Rob eviscerating Babin.
Well, there's nothing better than when everyone just agrees that this guy sucks.
Yes.
And we can find, because I think current Philadelphia sports fans, I think we protect more than we tear down.
Yeah.
When we are all like sink our teeth into it, it's a unifying moment. Everyone hates WIP until there's a negative thing to happen and they want to complain too.
Yes.
Number 8 is Ryan Sandberg. Now,
oh my God, worst manager in the history of baseball.
There's someone higher who I think was worse. We'll get to him.
Well, but at least okay.
I know. Yeah. But Sandberg was viewed as like the Messiah. He was up at Lehigh Valley, and they fired Charlie Manuel for him, and didn't say anything, was almost showed no emotion.
Well, when he would call Angelo, it was the worst calls in history. He called Angelo every week. It was horrible.
Yeah. Quit midseason.
I was on the air with Josh when that happened. They were doing that wedding thing.
Oh, yeah?
Where we married somebody or whatever, and Tony Bruno had left. And Ryan Sandberg was quitting. And Josh was like, can you just come on with me?
Nice.
But quitting midseason?
Yeah.
Who quits?
Yeah. Well, Doug Collins silently quit, didn't
he? Yes, he did. Around Christmas time, he said.
No,
Ryan Sandberg was terrible.
Yeah, Ryan Sandberg was a tough one. Number 7 is Jake Arrieta.
Oh, the worst.
Couldn't stand Jake Arrieta.
The worst.
$75 million. It was horrible. I didn't want him. Like I know that there was the excitement of the possibility adding of Jake Arrieta, and I do think they had to do it because they had to get a relationship with Boris.
Yeah.
Because they had no relationship since JD Drew, you know. So they had to get back in the good graces of Scott Boris right before the Harper free agency. But still, $75 million just flushed down the drain. Ripped Scott Kingery when he was a rookie for making an error late in the game. Never took personal responsibility. He was awful.
He had some Papelbon vibes.
Like except without the results.
Yeah, personality-wise, he had Papelbon vibes. Arrieta, and you could see it. The worst is when you can see a baseball player doesn't have it anymore, and he stunk.
He stunk, yeah. And he still thought he was great. Yeah. And he still walked around like he's bleeped and stink. And he was playing video games and being a leader in the clubhouse when Carlos Santana came in and bashed the entire the TV operation.
How would Walker say that phrase? He walked around like his duty didn't stink? Is that what he would say?
He hasn't gotten the duty yet. Okay. Yeah. We'll get there.
Okay.
Number six is DeMarco Murray.
DeMarco Murray,
when he slid inbounds he stayed inbounds rather than running through a guy.
Yeah.
I was out. It was early on. You could tell it wasn't going to work out. A grade A loser.
He did get chip fired.
Sure.
Right? It was his conversation with Jeffrey Lurie on the plane heading back, right? Isn't that what got chip fired?
We'll get to chip in a little bit. Okay. But it was also the Christmas party.
Oh, yeah, right.
But DeMarco.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, do you remember when Malcolm Jenkins brought the chair out to training camp for DeMarco Murray to sit on?
Yes. And he was the first guy that I ever heard about being the year after the 400 touches year.
Uh-huh.
Because he had a great year the year before, but mm-hmm. he carried the ball a lot. But yeah, he was terrible.
And then he led the league in rushing the season he left. The worst.
Yep.
Number five is a guy who was so disliked that even when the team won a championship, he still got booed the next opening day.
Who was it?
Adam Eaton.
That's what it was. Yeah.
And I tell you what, to this day, I will never forget it for the rest of my life. I was there. The most proud boo of my life. I was so proud of myself and all of us for booing Adam Eaton. He came out. He waved sarcastically to it all.
Say, he knew what was going on.
He did. But Adam Eaton comes in at number five. Number four, we talked about another Phillies manager, but number four is someone who is worse because the team was supposed to be better. Lee Sandberg walked into a team that wasn't ready to win.
Yeah.
Joe Girardi was
just collecting a check.
It was weekend at Girardi's.
Yeah.
I mean, he would just sit there when Kyle Schwarber's going nuclear on Angel Hernandez, just sits there, lets it happen.
He's just collecting a check.
He was strictly here to collect the check.
Yep.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He never got thrown out of games. The Girardi I saw in New York, fired up, mad, yelling all the time, thought he was going to be a hold accountable, hold guys accountable guy. None of that here.
He was terrible.
He was, for as much... It's similar to number three, which is Doc Rivers. But Doc was just...
Well, but Doc's, like, condescension
He made people hate the Sixers.
Yes. He, like, even people who thought he was a good coach when he was here, he turned them. Like, and I'll never forget. I warned Angelo. I warned Billy King. Because I wasn't on the air at that time, but I remember arguing with them about it. And I was like, this guy cancels practice so he can go golfing. He cancels practice so he can go golfing. But he was such a jerk.
Oh, my gosh. And and just the smugness of talking about Philadelphia and making us sound like idiots for questioning number two on the list, Ben Simmons.
Oh, is that who's number two?
I think Ben Simmons, is it correct in your assessment? The highest of the sports figures, the worst sports figures of the last 25 years?
For me, there's nobody ever higher. but he was... I'm not saying he's Jalen. What I am saying is that the fights I would have with Sixers people at the time were similar. In that, but Ben ended up being... Like, I ended up being right about Ben Simmons, wrong about Jalen.
For now.
But the reason I couldn't stand... First of all, I couldn't stand watching him. I could never stand him from the beginning. I used to have to, like, lie when he did something good. Because lie that I was excited because I couldn't stand him so much. But he had the same attitude as Doc.
Mm-hmm.
He would just...
Well, Doc let it happen. I mean, Doc emphasized it.
Right. I cannot stand Ben Simmons.
Showing up to the Wells Fargo Center for a preseason game and being locked out so he didn't get fined for the money.
Yes.
And then went to the practice with the phone in the pocket.
Yeah, which he said wasn't a phone, but it was a phone. I saw the pictures. It was definitely a phone. Sent home. Oh, my God.
It was, and eventually everyone turned.
Yes.
Everyone turned on Ben, and we got there. But number one, and it's going to take a while, I think, for this guy to get topped as the singular worst Philly sports figure of the last 25 years, and that is Chip Kelly.
And I think he ended up being number one because of how great it was when it started.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was... Nobody will forget that game against Washington.
No.
It was... I was like, oh, my God.
They revolutionized football.
They're changing football. Like, and... He just ended up being such a jerk.
Yeah. Yep. And what made it so special for him to be number one on this is in Philadelphia, he made people hate the Eagles.
Yes.
Which is hard to do.
Yeah.
People love the Eagles.
Yep.
He turned everyone off from being an Eagles fan for that. For really, it was 15, and that summed everything up.
Yeah.
But he started in 14. I'll never forget. I was in my sophomore year college apartment when the reports came out of the Seahawks locker room and they said we knew everything he was doing. We knew every single play and he never recovered. He never recovered. The next year was a disaster. All came crumbling down thanks to the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, Chip Kelly, man. And I remember the first guy I ever heard say that the Eagles should hire Chip Kelly was Al Morgani.
Mm-hmm.
And
Al's always like a
future
guy. He's like a tech bro.
Yeah. And
you think he has Bitcoin?
Yes,
he owns Bitcoin.
Yes. Are you kidding me? He definitely does. I remember being on the air when they hired Chip late at night and being so excited, like explaining what the offense was, why it works, and how it's like actually very simple. As it turns out, the simple thing, maybe not that great an idea. So,
yep.
And now
turns out it tires out the defense.
Yeah. Turns out. Maybe you should make it a little more complicated. You know, maybe just having more plays than everybody else. Maybe that isn't going to work out. But he's an offensive coordinator again with the Raiders.
And he won a national championship last year with the Buckeyes.
Oh, was he a coach?
He's the offensive coordinator. And I tweeted out, hey, maybe the Eagles should give this guy a look if Kellen Moore leaves.
How many people didn't get that you were joking?
A lot.
Yeah, there you go.
A lot.
This hour sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 18 months to pay it off interest free. Call Guida Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Good list, Jack. I'm sure people will let us know who you may have forgotten about. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, yo, Ike ain't here to save y'all today.
Here we go. Is that what it is?
Hey, yeah, look, so first of all, let's get this out there. Me and my brother almost got into a fist fight on Thanksgiving after that Lions game. Because my brother, he believed in Chip Kelly. He was like, it's the players. I'm like, he picked the damn players. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. My mom was like, "You guys need to calm down." Like, I almost got into a fist fight, and then this dude had the nerve to tell me this year, you know, when the Buckeyes win, like, I told you it was the player. Like, so you know, I almost
that's pretty bad. That Lions game was a. There's been very few low points over the last couple years of Eagles football. I mean, the Carson game against Dallas where he did the ridiculous play,
right.
But that Lions game where they what was the final score like 40-6?
It
felt
50.
Like.
It was like 50.
Oh, man. Like, Calvin, like, I remember Kendricks.
Calvin Johnson, like, literally made, because I think we had Bradley Fletcher at that time, and that was when.
Well, and what was that? Was that little running back they had? Was it Theo Riddick went off against them?
Yeah, like 5 touchdowns.
Oh, my gosh. What a time.
All right, but let's get on the topic.
Yeah, let's get down to it.
First
of all, hey, y'all going to stop with this. You, both of you two, y'all need to put a shirt on that says if. I don't know nothing about no if. Jack is king if. Mm-hmm. If this, if that, if Jalen didn't win. I can't do nothing about no if. All I know is what happened.
Yeah,
right?
Because that's what fits your narrative.
No, that's what happened.
No. That's what fits your narrative.
I can't argue no if. Hey, tell me this. Everybody want to talk about a great season and want to talk about the Green Bay game. Tell me what Saquon's stats was in the Super Bowl. I'll wait.
Yeah, because the whole plan was Saquon.
I need to know what his stats were.
He wasn't great in the Super Bowl. I pointed it out many times.
That's all I know. So tell me what his stats were versus the Browns, the lowly Browns.
They weren't great.
Okay, so listen.
So he stinks?
Everybody got low points in the season. So we don't knock him for that. And I don't got a problem with people ranking Jalen at 5, 6. It's the disrespect that you two bring. I had him at seven.
I had him at 7, too.
That's cool, no. But what I'm saying is that's fine. You can rank him there. But it's always the commentary that come with it. Just say you got him at 7. I don't need the extra what if this happened. I can't do that.
Corey, here's where
I... AJ Brown played 4 games. What would Jalen's stats look like?
Here's where I am, where I'm at now. And this happened much earlier in the show, so you probably didn't hear.
I've been listening all day.
Yeah, no. It's cool. I have no need to convince you of what I believe on Jalen. I have no need. I am thrilled. I know you don't believe it. I am thrilled they won the Super Bowl. Like, very happy. Like, he is clearly good enough. Clearly. There is a difference to where you think he is and where I think he is, which is fine.
That's
whatever.
Hard.
But it seems like, at least my perception is, that the people that think where you think he is, feel like a need to convince me that he is that. Like, and I first of all, never going to convince me during the offseason.
Right.
I'm okay with where he is. Like,
right.
I'd rather have a great team with a good quarterback and win the Super Bowl than a great quarterback with a fair team and not win the Super Bowl.
Right.
100%. But I don't think it means that because they won the Super Bowl that it makes him different than what I think he is. That's where I am.
So this is my thing. See, me and Jack had this conversation. But I don't care where you rank him. Like, you don't got to say that he top five. Like, I don't care about that. That's not what I care about. What I care about is when we discredit what he does. Like, we act like, oh, this don't matter, that don't matter. Like we sit up here like, oh, what if Jalen Carter didn't get the sack? Like,
well, we never bring that up.
He didn't get the sack. Yeah. I don't care about the what if. We can only talk about what
But
happened.
Hold on, Corey. Just answer the question honestly. If Jalen didn't win the Super Bowl, where would he be ranked on your list?
I had him at 2 on my list.
Okay.
I had Saquon at 1. But if he didn't win the Super Bowl, I'd probably have him at like 4 or 5.
Okay, that's fine. That's all I was asking.
But you know what I'm saying? Like we and Zach Wheeler is great. Best pitcher in the National League. But he don't got no Cy Young.
Yeah, but he's on there because you can see how great he is.
Right, but with y'all, but like y'all will put an argument out there and be like, oh, Embiid won an MVP, not no what if. Y'all don't say that about Zach Wheeler.
He's about to finish second in Cy Young voting for the third time as a Philly in 5 years.
I don't care. Jalen Hurts finished second MVP, and that don't matter.
One time.
Right? Jalen Hurts was an all-pro, right? A second-team all-pro, right?
What about last year?
Okay, last year he wasn't. Okay,
didn't
he had an off-year.
Didn't even make the
everybody,
Pro Bowl
Everybody got off-year. And let me tell you about this passing offense, right?
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts, when it comes to attempts, he only had like 20 fewer attempts than Lamar Jackson, and I think like 27 fewer attempts than Joe Burrow. I mean, Josh Allen. But his yards per pass was way higher than all of them. So I don't know where these rankings come from, how they come up with it. I don't know. Maybe I'd be smart enough to do that. All I know is This dude won a Super Bowl MVP, and wherever you rank him, you rank him. But just don't discredit him. If you don't think he's top two, that's fine. That's fine. But don't act like he just is garbage, like anybody could do it. Because anybody couldn't do it. Because if anybody could do it, they would. But they don't. Lamar Jackson had the greatest help out that ranking. Lamar Jackson had the most help in the league. Now they add Jair. I guarantee you they're going to go home in the same round. I'll put money that they're going to be home same round, division or title game.
You know who wasn't on that list was Josh Allen.
Yeah, that's cool. And okay. Josh Allen won MVP. But guess what? When Josh Allen had help, went home in the same round. When he had Diggs, when he had Dawson Knox, when he had all these guys, same round.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we all win.
That's right. We all on the same team.
All right. We are.
I highlight y'all.
All right,
Corey.
All right.
There he is. Corey in Columbus. We love Corey.
Love.
Yes.
I do. Again.
He called when Ike wasn't here.
Yeah. We've been monitoring.
Yeah.
We've been monitoring. But again, everyone would have, seems like, even the biggest Jalen people, now OG Wade would have number one.
Yes.
No matter what.
And he believes it at least. Everybody else around 4 or 5.
Which is good.
Seems like.
I'm just glad we're having an open and honest conversation. It's all I always ask for.
All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, a completely self-serving, ridiculous LeBron quote. We'll get you ready for the Phillies game. Also, clean up whatever we've got left on this Castellanos and top 11 thing.
Text line with Jolly.
Oh, text line with Jolly. That's big.
Fran, is it good?
Text line?
I think so.
All right.
All right.
Well, what does that mean?
And way to just answer the question.
Yeah.
I like that. No.
Well, you guys pointed it out. Now I'm conscious of it, so I can't do it.
Hey, you're welcome.
Sure.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now.
Oh, man.
I'm 6 feet
I can't
from
that.
The edge, and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Sometimes I feel like the dad and stepbrothers who in the car.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sweet Child of Mine, where I gotta save it?
Yes, yeah.
That's what happened with Fran.
You know, the shocker is Fran loves music.
That's
what
I don't get.
I can't hit that note, man.
Yeah,
but
nobody
can. But you're also looking at the lyrics in there.
And you're basically talking. I mean, most people can't.
At least fade the music out.
So. Yeah.
That's where it ended.
Most people can't hit the note, but like it sounds like you don't even have like musicality in your brain or whatever.
I mean, it's not good.
It's a little better than Buzz, but
yes, yes. Well, Buzz is
Buzz just
crazy.
Drones.
Hold me now.
Hold me now. Yeah.
Well, this is why I'm bad at karaoke, because I can't hit those notes.
Is that why it is? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I think so.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Who's worse, Fritz or Spike? Spike wins the vote with 2,227 votes at 76.5.
That's a lot of votes.
That is a lot of votes. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up,
my
Yoshi?
My man, Spike. Jackie, baby. What's up, friend? What's poppin', fellas?
How what's up, dude? Today? What's up, dude?
Hey, man. Hey. I'm glad Corey called, so I wasn't the only one.
I know.
What does that mean?
It was a little light today.
Yep.
Hey, what's up? I remember the other day y'all was talking about how the delegation and everything, no sure. Well, I was like, you know what? I got to call. I called because I wanted to talk to Fran. I must admit that. Fran, my guy. Y'all
nice.
Pick on
him.
Leave my guy alone. I yep. like Fran. Yep.
Well, so do
we. And at the same time, I said, you know what? I got to call because my guys, I got to let them know I support y'all.
Oh, I
appreciate
y'all.
That, you
buddy.
You know what I mean? And Spike, you know, Twitter people don't like you. Regular people don't like you. Corey got you at number 8. That's kind of suspect. Maybe he don't like you. You know, I do like you. I had you at number 3.
Oh, because, I appreciate it.
Well, who'd you
that.
Have at 1 and 2?
Well, you know, I'm going to break it down like this. Ike number 1, because when we meet up and we see each other, Ike make me feel like he's my homie from back in the day, the way we talk and everything. Jack, you're number 2, because me and you got a big brother, little brother relationship. We text, we laugh, we pick, and all that good stuff. We got our own little secret conversations and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And then, Spike, you're at number 3, because what's saying? I do. I genuinely love you.
I love you too, Yoshi.
Yeah, but still number 3.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'll take it. I just got here.
Hey, top three.
See? I'll take it.
Don't worry about it. Corey got you at number 8. Remember that. I got you in my top.
That is
five.
Questionable.
The Corey thing actually bothers me. 8.
I felt so bad when I read it yesterday. I was like, Corey did that. He did that to that was a malicious attack.
It was
on you.
Well, I mean, there's only like 11 of us. I mean, they're like total. He was like, well, everybody's in the top 11. Everybody's on your list. Like, the whole staff is on your list. Of course I'm in the top 11. How am I only 8?
As soon as he said everybody from my show is in my top 11, I was like, Spike down there somewhere.
Yep. Well, and I'll tell you, we're supposed to go to this Phillies game in August or whatever the entire time.
Could be a good moment for you to.
He better be apologizing is all I'm saying.
Oh, man. Y'all get it together. And I'm going to tell you right now, Spike, the main reason people go hard in on you is I don't care. You know, I don't care. I'm going to get up here and I'm going to say what I got to say about Jalen no matter what. What's saying? It don't bother me. It's just the way you react when they say something. I know they pluck that nerve. As soon as they pluck that nerve, you was like, oh, I got something better than what you just said. Just like today. That rant, when you went in on that young man, I was like, look, gracious of Scott. I ain't heard you rant like that in forever. I don't care. Okay. All right. I said, man, my boy about to have a nervous breakdown. He in there bopping his lip. Get the straight jacket for him. I said, I'm sorry for you. Stop letting them boys make you go on that rant like that.
Well, he said he was calling about the Phillies. It wasn't even like, I look on the board, I feel like we're going to talk about Castellanos. Yeah.
It was a Trojan horse.
He's
brother.
A liar.
It was a Trojan horse.
He's a liar.
And I wanted to correct you on something. You said yesterday the Lakers, Buzz bought the Lakers at 200 and something
I didn't say that. No, I said the Sixers. I said Josh Harris bought the Sixers at 241.
The Lakers were bought for $67 million or something.
Yeah.
It was 64. It was 64.
All right.
I can't believe Spike messed that up.
No.
A little too late.
No.
All right. Well, I just wanted to show up to let y'all know that I love y'all, and you know, I can't got to be there for some of us to be present.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you are. Thank you.
Y'all ain't got no color on the show today, so I decided to jump in.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, I have been taking walks out in the sun, so I am at least, you know, a shade or two darker than I was.
And your arms are colorful.
My arms are colorful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing colorful on Jack but his neck because he refused to wear short sleeves or anything like that.
Listen, I'm a very white guy.
You are. Yeah, in every way.
Man.
Yeah.
Now, I do have pretty tan forearms, I'll say that. They're always like this, though. Like, they don't change because I, you know, was golfing as a kid, baseball as a kid, so they always stay right around.
Yeah,
here.
But you can see right over the shirt.
Gross.
Wow. Yeah.
Disgusting.
That is
right. Eczema arms.
Oh,
my.
Yeah.
All right, man. Yosh. I love y'all cats, man. I probably call y'all tomorrow, too.
All right.
See you, Yosh. Text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I talked back to Spike in a meeting once, and he not only forced me to retire, but he made me wait to announce it until Rob came on board. But sure, he's just like Rob Thompson. Angelo in Sea Isle.
Oh, that is...
That's true.
It's not true.
That's how it happened.
It's not true. He retired because I wasn't here anymore.
Yep.
He will work 25 more years if I was here.
Yep.
What's next?
So I've been in the studio all week, but Jack waited until Juneteenth to criticize Cooper DeJean on my top 11. Interesting. Ike, listening at home.
That could have been a real text. Could have been a real text.
Wow.
On this day?
Wow. I don't even know how to react to that. Okay, next.
Throw away all the aces in your card decks. Stop going to Ace Hardware Store. Stop rooting for the Las Vegas Aces. Spike, during the break, still inexplicably hating Ace Bailey.
I don't hate him.
Would have been a good addition to that text. Don't even call Zach Wheeler an ace.
Yes, would have been good.
Yep. Come on, texter.
I don't hate Ace Bailey. I hate the argument, and I know we don't really talk about it in the air very much anymore. In Sixers world, is like, in Rights to Ricky world, like the comments and you just hate on Ace Bailey and blah, blah, blah.
Well, why is everything with sports now that you hate someone?
If you don't think he's good, you hate him.
Awful.
I don't hate him. I don't even know him. What's next?
I do not knock on doors pestering people to hate on Jalen. I find them on the internet. They're usually former backup quarterbacks with podcasts. Spike.
You do find every backup quarterback. And
you
what
putting
they say.
That on me is the thing of all the lies you tell about me, that is the one I'm most pissed off about because you are the one. Now, do I get excited when you show it to me?
Yeah.
I might, but I don't find it.
I don't like the dumping on the backup quarterback by the pro Jalen people. Like they had Dan Orlovsky played in the NFL 12 years. Chase Daniel was brought in to run every single system as a guy that can just know how, just because they weren't good at football, like they weren't great NFL players.
Yeah, they were still one of the best in football in the history of the world.
They had to stick around the league for a long time because of what they know about playing the quarterback position.
They know more than we do.
Right.
What's next?
And like the hold on.
Yeah.
And what and they when they bring up Peyton Manning was fawning over Tom Brady fawning over
Jay. They fawn over
what
everybody.
What do you want them to do?
They fawn over everyone.
Gosh.
By the way, who did Seltzer bring up today that said that?
Oh, there's some guy that wrote some SI article 3 years ago.
Oh.
Like Greg Bishop or something
Greg
like that?
Greg Bishop, yeah, yeah. More propaganda.
Who cares?
Idiot.
Why don't you guys talk on the show? What's next?
You're both equally pains in the ass. Josh and Smithbrook.
Who was it from?
Josh and Smithbrook.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I hit it a little early.
Well, that didn't matter.
Who was that? What's
Josh
the joke?
Josh and Smithbrook.
That we,
you said
that,
you're
that
both,
we both suck.
Equally.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought it was fine.
It was fine. It was just like, there's no creative. Whatever.
Oh, wow.
Nah, it's just like,
I thought
know,
it was good.
It's got to be Jack standards.
The text line is a high standard.
Yeah. I thought it was good. I thought it was good. I thought it was
no,
good.
That, everything else is fine, the text line. That's the one that
I
had my problems with.
I like that one. I did. I thought it was funny.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.